This mitzvah to put shayftim and shaytrim everywhere. Again, shayftim is not enough by itself. You need enforcers. You can have judges, but if the law is not enforced, it's not going to do you any good. This is mentioned in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to have shayftim b'shaytrim. Like is the Rambam and the Ramban, is it all in every province, from Amish, every single city, has to have Shaifdin v'Shaifdin. You see from over here, I'm going outside of Zed Levstein, Mashgiach and RJJ, and Torah Orz, that's all. He said, you see over here how much is the Chashivas of Dayanim and Shaifdin and Klal Yisrael. The first person to be Oymed, and this importance was Yisrael. It's a tzichlei, without a tzivui, on his own he understood that a nation that doesn't have shayftim v'shaytrim, they can't exist. And the emes, l'fi our understanding, what Yisrael suggested at the time, was over the top. Sorry alofim, sorry meyay, sorry chamishim, sorry asoris, means kemat, every tenth person had a shtela. Everybody was a judge. The Afal Pikein, Yisrael suggested it. Favos, because there has to be judges keseder, and everything has to be monitored, and everything has to be al derech hayosher. And he says that someone that understands the true value of life and what every moment means in chayim realizes the importance of judges. If you don't have judges, then life could become hefker. It become helter skelter without a seder achayim, without law and order. So the chashivus of judges is mamish the chashivus of the emesdiki makar of life. If you don't have that judgment, then you don't have life. We see in our generation, you see what a generation is. We're living in the richest generation of all time. The richest generation with the greatest advances, medals, things. And yet, there's hefkerus, and there's the greatest depression amongst people. There's chaos, there's anger, there's depression, there's a lack of happiness, there's no direction. So shayftim v'shaytrim, if you really value life, then you have to have shayftim v'shaytrim. So one of the Rosh Yeshivas, Agoyner Yeshua Grodzinski, he's a Rosh Yeshiva Bialystok in Eretz Yisrael, he points out that in the tefillah Hashiva shayftenu kivarishayna, v'yoyaseinu kivatchilo, there's a very sharp loshon. V'hoser mimenu yogen v'anoch. Remove from us sighing and anguish. Remove that from us. That is nichol in the bracha of Hashiva Shavtenu Kivirshayna. Vice dice that if we don't have the leadership, we don't have the guidance, all it leads to is yogen v'anoch. And Yisroi was makir that from his egen eseichel. And the Torah tells us, shayftim v'shaytrim titnu l'cha, if you value chayim, then you value this mitzvah of shayftim v'shaytrim tiyalucha. It says, Vayter in the Pasuk, v'zehi emishpat ha-kehanim e'esa'am. This will be the law of the kehanim from the nation. Me'ez zoyvche ha-zevach, m'shar o'yseh, v'nosam la-koyen ha-zroya v'ha-lachayayim v'akeh. You have to give the arm, l'chayayim is the cheeks, and the maw the stomach. So from the Lashon Mishpat HaKahanim, Rav Shimon Schwab is Atzal's Medayik, Mishpat HaKahanim, it's the first time you're giving him a present, you're being gracious to them. Mishpat HaKahanim is Mashma in Din, they deserve this royal Chayim and Kevah. What is this Mishpat HaKahanim? Why in Din do they deserve this? So Rav Shimon Schwab says a very nice shot. He says, they're Makabal, the Gemara says in Chulun Kavlan Dalan Amid Beis, is Davke Dizroya Yemin. Why is that? As payment, they do the karbonis, they do the maisa karbonis, the dafka with their right hand. So can they get the maisa karbonis that they do the right hand? They get the zroya yemin. L'choyayim, with the tongue, that's shayach because of the avoy the birchus kahanim that's done with the mouth. So memeilu, the tongue with the l'choyayim, the avoy that's done b'dibur, the mishpat for that is to give them the l'choyayim. The keva, the bnei me'ayim, that's the kishkes also, that's because of their avodah v'achila. That we know that the Gemara says, m'sochim v'ochlo isom, asher kupar b'hem, it's a pasuk in Parashat Tetzaveh, melamei shekahanim oichlem, uvaylem mischaprim. So it comes that they're doing avodah through their stomach, they eat, And it could be it was a little bit at the risk of their lives. They ate so much meat. And they say, but derech neis, they were able to digest it. They drank the water of the flow of the spring that flowed through the Meher Shiloyach, and that helped them digest it. B'derech neis, Abu Maisa, they did avoid it through their stomach. So Zroya l'chayayim in keva, these royas connected avoid of the shechit and all the other avoiders. L'chayayim is connected birchas kahanim. Hakev is connected the achila, and that's a mishpat hakayhanim al pidin. They deserve. You'll come to the land Hashem gives you, and you'll conquer it and settle in it. And you will say, so then, if you say that, if you say it, then you should place upon yourself a king. So, the Sefer Divrei Shaul of Yosef Shaul Nachmanson Zatzal, he asks a question. The mitzvah of Hamlachas Melech is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. So why does it say, if you come to the land, the Omarta Osimo Olai Melech, you'll say, I'll place upon myself a king. Why is it totally in your Amira? You have a chiv to place a king on yourself. Any other mitzvah, you have to say that you're going to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a chiyuv memela. So why over here, punt, does the Torah say va'amarta asima alai melech, and then same tosim alach melech? Says the Gemara in Yipshat. It's Yidua the Ramban. Binyan, what it says in the pasuk v'rapa yirape. So Chazal said mikan nitin rishus l'roi for the rabbis. From here you see that a doctor has rishus to be merapa people. Zok the Ramban that this is rishus for the roifa to be merapa. But what about rishus for people to go to the roife? What about that? That you don't see klar from the pasuk. So he says this is already a different inyan. And here there's a lechat chilun and b'diyevet. If Klal Yisrael, if they are shleim, if they are complete and they're amunah b'Hashem, and they're totally samech on the Navi, they used to go to the Navi. Let's say they had pains or whatever. They used to go to the Navi. What's wrong with me spiritually? And the Navi would tell them, you have to be misak and this and this, and they would. And that would be their refuah. So when Klal Yisrael was living at a time with total hashgachas habayre, and they totally believed in the Navi, so then they should not go to the Raife. That's already more b'derech hateva. Right? But if, let's say, Taki, there's people that don't live their lives with total hashgacha, and they don't live their lives totally al pi the word of the Navi, their amuna is shaken, and their life is a more tibiyazik life. In the olden days, and that memela brought refuah. But in the later generations, it wasn't like that, and the belief in hashgacha sabari wasn't so strong. So me'ikra din, the Ramban is a famous lashon of the Ramban, Machelik l'roi from the base Oisei Ritzayin Hashem. What's the doctor doing in the house of Oisei Ritzayin Hashem? Nor if Taki they're not on that Madrega and they are governed by the laws of Teva, then they nechanami. So then they go to a doctor. Mikan nitin reshus l'roi pus l'rapi. It's totally in the dying of people. So Zotri Yosef Shalom Nachmanson, it was the same thing with the Melech. In the olden days, people lived totally with the Hashgachas Abayrei. Emes, until Shmuel HaNavi, they didn't ask for a king. You know, until Shmuel HaNavi, they lived, they had shoiftim, they had leaders or whatever, and they found no need to have a melech, because they were living totally under Hashgachas Habayri. But there came a time when the Madrega went down. So if you reach that Madrega going down, where you're living more a Tevedika life, you're going to say, so then you have a heter saintosim alecha melech. But lechetchila, that's not the desirable way. Lechetchila is supposed to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the one that's your melech. So he points out that you find in Sefer Shmuel, Kapitel Aleph Pasuk Ches, when the Zikna Yisrael came to Shmuel with a request that they should have a king. So it says, Vayera ha-dover b'enei Shmuel, kasha onu tznolonu melech l'shavteinu. It was bad in the eyes of Shmuel. So the Etzav Amira, Shmuel HaNavi had a time against that. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen to their cut. You should shma l'koy la'om, kol ha-sheyomu e'lecha, ki lo'yoscha ma'asu, Ki oisim asum umleich aleihem. It's not a time of degradation of your covet. They're degrading me. So this is mamish, exactly what happened. Kozman, they didn't say it. It was only in having a melech. They said it. Shmuel HaNavi held it was an avodah that they said it. That showed that their madrega was lowered. Hashem said, oh, they said it. Now's the time to have a king. So there's different kufis. There's different madregas in Klal Yisrael. I was thinking that throughout Chodesh Elul we talked about being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I was thinking that it's mamish in reverse. Throughout the year, we live our lives, derech hateva, our panose, without we think it's totally in our hishtadlus, whatever we do. At least once a year, it comes Elul. And that's really the capital of the David, Hashem Oyri Yishi, Hashem Mo'oiz Chayayim, Mi Evchad, Hashem Oyri V'Yishi. We have to, in Elul, focus that Osima Olai Melech is not the melech of the money and the melech of our jobs and the melech of our tevedik alike. The osim alai melech has to be the melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamish lehepach of what you find over here. But that's the avodah zeh, to ingrain within ourselves that the reality of life is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. V'lo yar v'lo yinoshim. There's a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that brings down that when Shlomo HaMelech was married in Noshim, Shlomo HaMelech said, I'll be married and nothing's going to happen. So the Yud of Loyarba came up with a Taina and the Ted said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have a star that's partially bottled and the whole thing is bottled, Shlomo HaMelech is going to be Mevatel me, so who's going to be Mekayim me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehovet Shlomo Ve'elov Kayoitzeboy, Loyseyoker Ois Achas Menatev. So the Chofetz Chaim asked the question, L'chayu, Shlomo HaMelech wasn't the first one to be that there was a kitrug against him. By Dovid HaMelech, he had the tvi of the Maisa Basheva, he was Makabal Loshon Hara Ami Pi Boishes. You don't find that the Medrash says that the Torah came up with a taina against Dovid HaMelech. So what's the pshat over here? The Torah came with a taina against Shlomo HaMelech. So Dr. Chofetz Chaim, that every Aveira in the Torah, if let's say someone's over on the Aveira, but can I get that? There's many people that are kind the mitzvahs. Tells Mevakel the mitzvahs, I say, there's many people that are kind. So the mitzvah is not bottled. Same thing with the law. One guy was over, but many people are mekayim, and they keep the law. So the Torah is not bottled over there. But a mitzvah which is only negeya to a king, b'tayrus melech, if he doesn't keep it, so it comes out that right now, when this mitzvah is negeya, and he is the only one that can be mekayim it, the mitzvah in the Torah is bottled. So that's why Shlomo HaMelech, this is a mitzvah. Dovid HaMelech was over on the issue with Bathsheba. And she said, well, you say it was chayter or not. But it was an Indian of Arayas. So, Torah is not going to become bottled because of that. That was not a melech dika kind of halacha. Same thing with Makabal Lashon Hara. It wasn't the melech dika halacha bidavka. So many people are mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore the Torah did not come up with a kitrug. But over here, where it's a mitzvah which is miyuchid to the melech, lo yar b'lo yinoshim. And Shlomo is mevatel it. Means a chelek of the Torah now is bottled. That was the time that the Torah had. But that the Chofetz Chaim says, that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says Shol ba'achas ba'olos aloi. David b'shtayim b'loy olsoi. Shol was over on one aveira and made him lose his malchus. David HaMelech was over on two aveiras and he didn't. So everybody asks the question: if he nas upon him yesh b'dover. So one of the truths that given is good for this yisayit. Shol HaMelech was over on the iser of keeping Amalek around. That is a mitzvah which is miyuchid to the Melech. Chazal say that Gimel mitzvahs nitzavu b'nei Yisrael b'knisosim la'aretz l'ham l'hamelech b'lichrei zarah shel hamolek and to be b'ayin of the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a mitzvah which is really placed on the melech to lead Klal Yisrael. He was a mevatel, so that mitzvah became b'atel mitzad malchus. The aveiros that David HaMelech did were not aveiros that were miyuchid to the melech, so the mitzvah did not become b'atel. To tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want to hear the Torah directly from Hashem, and we don't want to see that fire anymore. We can't handle it. That which they spoke is good, and I'm not going to speak to them directly. It's mashma from the lashon of the pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not request it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe it's a good request. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he wasn't really masking for this. He really wanted it to continue. So what is the pshat? Well, why Takya? Chal Yisrael said it, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hold of it, but Hashem told him it's the right thing. So Rabbi Natzadik of Velvel Edelman, that's all. He said like this, that Bishas Matan Torah, Chal Yisrael, they mamish reached a Madrega El Yoyna, it was Batal Malach HaMoviz, Batal Yitzahara, Poskis Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, Bnei Elion Kulchem, I taught you a mamish Malachim. So this matzah was a matzah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could speak to them directly. They were kulam ruchniyim. They reached the madrega of other marishim kaidim achet. So in that kind of a matzah, they could speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this was only a temporary kind of a matzah for the nation. It couldn't last forever. And sure enough, in reality, they were lowered from that madrega. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, we're not on that madrega anymore. Then we were able to handle it. Now we're not able to handle it. So Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they're right. They were on that madrega, after the Chet HaEgel, they went down, they can't really handle it anymore. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Mitzad Atzmai, he remained on the very same madrega. He never lowered his madrega, so he felt that he could handle it. And in his Midah Anava, he thought he's not special more than anybody else, and if he can handle it, then everybody else can handle it. But you see from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Moshe, that was a madrega that was miyuchid to Moshe Rabbeinu, but everybody else did not have that, right? So Moshe was not nichle with the fact that Hashem would not speak to Klai, so yeah, they could all handle it. But the emes is, they were lowered from their madrega, and he remained with that same madrega. And that is why it also says in the pasuk, lechem or lehem shuva lochem loha lechem. Hashem told Moshe, tell them in Yisrael they can go back to live with their wives, because they were no longer on the madrega of Malachim. You should stay with me, because Moshe Rabbeinu Taka remained on that same madrega. So a beautiful pshat says that the Melech has a mitzvah to have a Sefer Torah. It says, v'choysa imo, it should be with him, v'kora boi kol yimei chayav. He should read it all the days of his life. So it starts out with Lashon Nekeva, v'hoysa imay. Say, the Torah should be with him, Lashon Nekeva, the korah boy, kol yimei chayav. Pasuk with Lashon Nekeva, and it finishes with Lashon Zachar. Why? So the emesis, the kasha is not a belt's kasha, because the emesis, you find that there are many words that are used to both Lashon Zachar and Nekeva in the same pasuk, and Torah brought is one of them. Tosis and Kedushin, that Beis and Mitbeis, Rech and Zayis, you find many places we have Zachar and Akeva the same. So you can say that this is one of them. But I saw a beautiful pshat brought down from the Agma Rav, HaKadosh Rav, Avram Yankiv of Sadigur, Spusa Yogan Olenu. He says that the Sefer Torah has to become a chelik of the person. And the person, especially a melech, who's the leader of Klal Yisrael, he has to embody. He has to embody what the Torah represents. My Rosh Yeshiva, or Gifta Zatzal, well, he used to say over when it says in Pirkei Avos, "Hu Hoya Oimer." He used to say. So part of Shad is he used to say B'dibur Neinu. Who it was his Metzias that used to say. When you saw him in the way he conducted himself, his actions bespoke the inyanim of the Torah. It was the Hu that was Hoya Oimer. So same thing with the Melech. The Melech has to make the Sefer Torah, has to be with him all the time. Ad kidei kach, that the Sefer Torah becomes a shtick him, and he becomes a shtick Sefer Torah. So the Melech, v'hoysa imai, it should be with him, that's the Sefer Torah. The Korah boy, he should read it from within himself. Kol yimei chayav. He has to become a shtickle Sefer Torah. So he is reading from himself, kol yimei chayav. As I said, Rav Rom Yaakov of Sadiq. And a little bit of a different note, Chaim Volozhiner once overheard a discussion between Talmidim, and was saying that his younger brother, Zalmala, would have lived as long as the guy, and he would have been as big as the guy. So Chaim told him, no, he would not have been as big as the guy. So he said, Rebbe, how's that shaykh? He said, he knew Kol HaTorah Kulo, what more is there to know? You know, like, he wouldn't be like the guy. What was the chil? So Chaim said the difference is the guy who called a Torah Kula Baal Peh, and my brother who called a Torah Kula Baal Peh. But the Gro was able to say it backwards and forwards, Baal Peh, and my brother was only able to say it forwards. That's the chilek. Marshal, if you ask somebody to say Ashrei Baal Peh, you can rattle off Ashrei Baal Peh. Now we ask them to say it over backwards. So you might try and, you know, figure it out, but it's not going to go so fast. He says, by the Gro, he was able to say backwards fluent. So somebody asked the risker of, like, it's out of Kodesh Lebrach, like, what's the Indian? Like, to say over backwards, Mehechet Taisi, you have to say over the Torah backwards. So Biskarov said, it says in the Pasuk, Kosme Maluach Libecha. You have to have such a behirus in Torah to write it on the tablet of your heart as if you're able to read it literally out from your lave. So if it's mamish that deep that you're able to see it, it's easy to read back and forth. You want to see the words, it's a chelik of you, right? Knowing it about that is a different madrig, right? But to have it a chelik of you, will your mamish see it? So that you're able to do backwards and forwards. That's the full moving hamila of kosher aluch libecha. So it could be the next shot over here. The hoysa imoy, the kara boy, he'll be able to read it out of himself. Call you mechaya. The imam should be able to read it. That's not on the side, but that's a different vort from the Sadagur Rebbe. That's a different zach. Towards the end of the parsha, it says hoya ki karov kem alamukama. You come to a mulchama, v'nigash ha-koyin v'dibra v'ham. The koyin will step forward and will speak to the nation. V'amar aleyem, shma Yisrael, atem krev mayoyim ha-mulchama aloy veichem. You're coming close, you're coming into the mulchama against your enemy. Al yeirach levavchem, al tiro, al tevmesu, al vitzitumul, al tarzu, al nibrokum et neyem. So the after Rav, Zvus Yogan Aleinu, in the Sefer Oiv Yisrael, he's Mepharish, he's Psukim, and he gave it to Elul and Rosh Hashanah. He says, B'derech Remez, the Torah is telling us over here, what our Mahal has to be, how to be Ma'ir ourselves. He says, the Torah is telling us over here, that when we do tshuva, it should be tshuva me'ahava, not tshuva me'yira. If you do tshuva me'yira, you're not satisfying, not the Yetzer Tov and not the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov is not satisfied, because tshuva me'yira, Zdainos Nasu Kishdogis, but you're still left with Averi. You weren't Mesakin and Gansan. The Yetzer Hara is also not satisfied, because Lamaisa, you made it less. So no one's satisfied over here. If you do tshuva me'ahava, so then zdoinus nasik is chuyos, you're fully satisfying the Yetzer type. You know, the Yetzer Hara, who cares? I'd rather let him not be happy. See, he fits it into the psukim over here. He says, v'omer aleihem, shema Yisrael, atem kredim hayoim la'melchoma aliveichem. Hayoim, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Aliveichem, who is the worst enemy that we have is the Yetzer Hara. Al yerech levavchem, al tiro, al techmezu. Don't do tshuva machmas because you're afraid of what the Einish is going to be. Do tshuva machmas ahava. That way you'll be able to satisfy the Yetzer Tov, the moly moving hamila. But how do you do that? How do you bring such a madrega? Ki Hashem alekechem ahoylech imochem v'ilochem lochem. He is helping you wage this battle against the Yetzer Hara. Imoy veichem. Well, he asks him, he brings you Yeshua's Crusader. He does such chasadim with you. So if you think about it, what chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with you, he's constantly with you, and he's rooting for you in this mulchama. He's rooting for you, and he's helping you in this mulchama. That should help you to bring the fighting against the Yetzer Hara, Mitrecha Hava, and the Zechuyos will be, the Averis will be Nasa, his Chuyos. Those are the Ayim Yisrael. A good Shabbos.
How many said the term whether there was one only Becha and there was one